Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Just have a good time. It's Memorial Day. You don't have to go to work today. Let's all have a good time.
All right. Yes, sir.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Big day today. Today marks the beginning of the end, Vince, of former President Donald Trump's so-called Manhattan hush money trial. Closing arguments are expected later today in New York. Prosecutors are accusing Trump of falsifying business records to hide an alleged sexual encounter with an adult film star. That, of course, Stormy Daniels. Trump denies all wrongdoing.
This is it, the final chance for the defense and the prosecution to present their case to a jury as this historic trial nears an end. Those closing arguments are scheduled to begin later this morning in this criminal trial against former President Donald Trump regarding the alleged hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels.
That's ABC's Lindsay Tuckman. Going to be all day today.
Arguments are expected to last the entire day with the goal for them to be finished today so that the jury can begin deliberations tomorrow. They will be handed a very weighty task, whether or not to convict a former president.
A little bit unique. Defense goes first in this closing argument trial. I think that's how it works in New York. So defense, then the prosecutors will take it after that. The defense expected to go after many of the key witnesses who were testifying, trying to challenge whether or not those are legit people to believe in and to, you know, trust that they are giving good testimony. The prosecutors will go after specific key evidence that they have on their side of things.
I would suggest the former president's best defense would be hush money payments are made all the time. Why was this one singled out? You know, what is the illegality here that has occurred? The prosecution has said, well, it's because it was an effort to, you know, boost his chances in the election.
Right,
it's
yes.
The election component of it that they've focused on.
Misidentifying the money that was paid.
Exactly. Right? So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and they do have the receipts. They do have evidence that they can show where some of this happened, regardless of how bad you could argue the testimony may have been at times for some of those witnesses. So, yeah. And by the way, what are they deciding? Well, the future of the former president. That's what these 12 jurors are going to have to decide.
Don't want to be on that jury,
no.
Right? I can't believe.
Can you imagine?
Can't believe they found 12 plus people to sit on that. 6:14 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Brewers and Cubs again tonight at American Family Field. What a game, Memorial Day.
3-0 pitch. Fly ball deep center. Bellinger back. And it is gone! Home run number 8 for Willy Adames. And he has busted this one wide open.
Jeff Levering on the call right here on 620 WTMJ. Boy, he didn't even have time. I mean, that shot got out.
Gone.
Didn't have time for that call.
Nope.
Right? It was out of here. Willy Adames with a 3-run jack in the Brewers' 5-run 8th inning. Brewers rookie Robert Gasser, Bobby Gass on the mound in front of 41,000 fans, throws 6 shutout innings. And the Brewers take the first of 4 from the Cubs on the return of former manager Craig Counsell. 5-1 was the final. They go again tonight, 6:40, first pitch from American Family Field.
So it was Craig Counsell Day at the
it
old
sure
ballpark
was.
Yesterday. And we were talking about this before the game. How would it go? I mean, the consensus was he was going to get booed, and I think he saw that coming too.
Cheer, boo, whatever, man. Just have a good time at the game. You know, that's what fans get to do. So that's just have a good time. It's Memorial Day. You don't have to go to work today. Let's all have a good time.
All right, yes, sir.
And there it was.
Cheer, boo, whatever.
So, yeah, he was booed. That's booed, not boo earns. A video montage was played of Counsell being booed. He was booed then. He was booed when he was announced. He was booed when he went to the pitcher's mound in the 8th.
We won't miss him, right?
He's a bum. He wants to go to Chicago. Fine. I'm glad you suck.
Not a fan. Not a fan at all.
You're a traitor.
Sorry for cussing.
Those were fans on ESPN Milwaukee.
So a warm welcome home for Craig.
One thing he did say before the game was that David Stearns leaving was one of the main reasons why he decided
former
to go.
Former general manager.
Yep. So that was part of it. Thought it was a great soundbite from Willie Adames, who had that three-run jack, who was tight with counts. He was asked about him after the game.
What was it like seeing him on the other dugout?
It was weird seeing it here, you know, in this ballpark and the LSI. And, you know, it was just different. It was different for sure.
Did you have any conversations with him at all?
No, not today. I haven't talked to him today. I know he probably had too many people, too much stuff going on today, and especially after the hard time that the fans gave him tonight.
Hard time the fans were giving him there, so there you go. Celtics sweep the Pacers. They're now on their way to the NBA Finals, which start in July. I'm kidding.
NBA Finals. Might be in August.
June 6th is the start of the NBA Final.
Yes.
Against either the Mavs or the Timberwolves, NBA legend Bill Walton passes away of cancer. He was 71.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Summer fast approaching. What to do with the children through these 3 months or so between school stop and start? Camp of one kind or another, popular choice for families. We bring in friend of the program, Callie Herbst, founder of Milwaukee with Kids, mkewithkids.com, for some guidance. Morning, Callie.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Trying to adjust the fact that it's Tuesday today. Let's let that be a reminder.
It feels for good, though,
right? Yes. Hey, so I wanted to ask you, a lot of different kinds of camps, and you've got everything from your full-on week away from home overnighters to things that might even be just a few hours a day. How do you have thoughts on where you start in looking for these summertime opportunities for your young ones?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. And summer is such a jigsaw puzzle for parents. It's like we don't get, you know, 3 months off of work or whatever. So you really have to figure something out. I think in terms of overnight camp, it's really enrollment's typically starting like around 8 or 9. And if your kid is like adjusting well to changes, you know, new after-school activities or, you know, a new class or whatever, you can bet that they're probably ready for an overnight situation. So, you know, that is an option for families. And a lot of times they'll do like taste of sessions, you know, for 3 nights instead of a week or something like that. So that is one option for families for sure.
I love it. I think it's a nice rite of passage, Callie. I remember doing overnight camp, and it was one of those things where as the days led up to it, I didn't want to go to overnight camp.
Right.
But when you actually do it, I feel like you can actually learn a few things. It's just it's a nice way to use new muscles, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're a camp family. I mean, my kids go to camp. We all went to camp. We worked at a camp. So I definitely agree with you. I think the benefits are immense, right? They're learning independence. They're learning that they can figure things out without you there. And the thing is that the counselors, I mean, if you're sending them to like an ACA accredited camp, the counselors are going to make sure that they're, you know, getting enough water, right. They're eating, you know, balanced meals, they're getting their sunscreen on, you know, and from there, there's a lot of guidance, and then they can also figure things out for themselves. So I think it's a great experience.
I think the other thing to consider too, what are your kids into? You know, if they're into the outdoors or whatever, then maybe it's a YMCA camp of that nature. If they're into science, then you have those options as well. Just consider your child's interests and abilities as well.
Absolutely. And we're living in the heyday of camping. I mean, you can find an overnight camp for anything. Obviously, the ones that I always think of are the more traditional ones, like you said. But there are, for every interest, you can find something. I think a lot of times it can be cost prohibitive for families. I mean, sometimes you're traveling further than your own state. The prices are really high because the kids are there 24 hours a day and, you know, food and boarding and all that. There are scholarships sometimes that you can apply for sure. So it's definitely worth looking into, I would say.
Callie Herbst is with us this morning, founder of Milwaukee with Kids. A couple of things I want to point out on your website right now, some opportunities for folks to get in free at some popular area attractions.
Oh, yes. So I was really excited to see that the Milwaukee Art Museum is going to be offering not only a free day this week on June 6th, or I guess that's next week, but also there's a week in July where Baird is sponsoring a whole 3 days week. I think it's July 14th through 20th. And that's a kind of a rare thing for the art museum these days. And so That's really exciting. And then Warner Botanical Gardens announced that they're going to be free on the last Thursday of each month, May through October. So that's all really exciting for Milwaukee residents. And I think just beyond, it's free days in general.
I mean, my kids just had prom, my twins. And so we live in Greendale, which is nearby Whitnall Park, which is where the botanical gardens are. Everybody in town was there to take pictures.
Sure did,
every single person.
Oh, how exciting. Well, it's such a beautiful backdrop there. You're so lucky to have that right in your own backyard.
No, and it was looking good. The rain mostly held off, but like that was the spot. One other thing I want to mention, McKinley Beach, always free, but it's been closed for renovation for quite some time. Now back open, better, and they say safer for swimming, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that it's, like you said, it's been closed for so long and such a shame because it's right there by, you know, all kinds of, well, it's right by Collectivo and, you know, Veterans Park you can walk to. So glad it's open again. They say it's very safe for swimming now. They did all their research, and there's a lifeguard there, and I'm going to go get a smoothie and I think hang out there one of these days.
Here we
go. Plan. Callie Herbst, founder of Milwaukee with Kids, MKEwithKids.com. Great to catch up, Callie. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
So a couple of Brewers and Craig Counsell himself talking about what it was like to be back at American Family Field. What a great game on Memorial Day. Three more against the Cubs. We'll do it all in sports at 6:45.
Passengers on board Spirit Airlines Flight 270 on Sunday weren't necessarily expecting this, but now sharing their stories. So they were leaving Jamaica on their way to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Plane all of a sudden started having some maintenance issues. And you know, the pilot goes, hey, by the way, I'm going to have to let you all know. We're sorry to tell you this, but we're having some maintenance problems. So we're going to have to just turn around and land back at the airport. So that was what he said first. Then the pilot said again, you know what? We might have to put this in the water.
And when he said, prepare for emergency landing, I took my earbud out and I looked at my the two people in my row. I said, did he just say water landing? And they said, yeah.
So that kind of came out
Hang
of
on,
nowhere.
Wait,
we regret any inconvenience the sudden cabin movement might have caused. By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
Yeah, so, and it got intense.
So we're all frantic in our room. People in front of us is frantic. Everybody starts flipping out. Everybody get, like, flipped out.
So they're all grabbing, they're, you know, trying to pull out from under the seat, the life jacket and all that different stuff.
People right, all
like
the stuff
blowing on the little tube.
You never listen to in the thing, like,
yes,
you know, and your
yes.
thing is also a flotation device.
Yeah.
Like, I won't need that.
So anyway, they did make it back. Luckily, fortunately, they made it back to the terminal. All's well. And the passengers were all provided with meal vouchers from Spirit Airlines.
Hey, go have a sandwich on us. There's a Chipotle right down
we'll
the way.
We'll fly in the next time. Luckily, everyone's okay.
6:38 on Wisconsin's Morning News. They say they got the guy. Guy who shot up a car on the freeway the other day. We'll tell you what we know about him coming up. They say they got the guy. Important to follow up on these stories because you hear about it when it happens and you wonder whatever happened with that. And we had another shots fired incident on the freeway. Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office saying they did find the shooter. But you've asked the question famously.
Always.
Of one of these.
Like what? A, are you ever catching anybody?
Yes,
B,
right?
What's happening to them after the case? When we're shutting down the freeway for hours and hours, we see sheriff's deputies walking the lanes looking for casings.
Sadly familiar sight. Well, they've got a 19-year-old in custody, and at last report was still being held with charges pending. This happened in the westbound lanes of I-94 a little over a week ago, Monday of last week, near the ballpark. Sheriff's office said a driver with two other passengers in the vehicle reported a road rage incident. So this apparently, people got into each other's business at Miller Parkway and National Avenue. So like kind of right before you would get on the stadium freeway. Something went down between these two drivers, some sort of beef. And then apparently the 19-year-old in the other car followed onto the freeway and then popped off a few shots, hitting the other car with gunfire. Nobody was hurt. Deputies shut down the freeway, yes, for about an hour that morning, looking for evidence, primarily shell casings. They apparently got a good description of the shooter's vehicle as well from the person who had their car shot up, and they were able to track down this teenager. They arrested him at his home on the south side last week, according to information from the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. So let's watch now how seriously the district attorney's office takes this and the court system takes it. Because you've got a 19-year-old who's armed, loaded firearm, ready to use potentially deadly force while driving around on the freeway, endangering not only the people who are targeted, but obviously, what if he had shot
anybody,
someone?
Yeah.
And that vehicle loses control. You could have a huge crash. Others driving on the freeway in danger as well. What will the charges be and what will the bond be? I reached out to the DA's office for a criminal complaint. Possible charges have not yet been filed. This arrest only occurred late last week, so we'll see what they come up with. I do not have a name of the suspect, so I could not track whether he is still in the county jail, but was at last report. There's still the matter of bail. Is it set at a point where this very dangerous person continues to be held, or is it set at a few thousand dollars or even less while this plays out in court? And that is a process that we've seen recent precedent suggesting can take months, if not longer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I point you back to the story that we've been covering out of Waukesha County with the woman and her go-tos. Remember, this is the infamous line told investigators after she was accused of shooting up a car on the freeway with her baby in the car. Oh, by the way, that I got three go-tos, the gun, the knife, or mace. Her name is Rosita Sims. She faces multiple charges in that case. Has since Thanksgiving of last year is when this occurred, or that week, she's been out on $3,000 bond. She's out. Her case hasn't even yet had a full hearing. She continues to delay, to push. She switched lawyers. Now there's a competency question. She's not due back in court until late next month. All the while, she's out.
Who's got time for that? That's the part that gets me. Who's got time for it? She's basically confessed. She's got enough money to switch lawyers to go through this whole process to keep prolonging this instead of just pleading out and being done with it.
Just plead out or just delay, and all the while stay free. That case is pending in Waukesha County. This more recent case then is in Milwaukee County, and we will follow what happened. 644 Sports up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Brewers with three more games against the Cubs at American Family Field. The series continues tonight after things got off to a raucous start before 41,000-some fans on Memorial Day. Scoreless in the eighth inning. Runners at first and second for the Brewers' William Contreras.
1-0. Ground ball left side. It eats up the third baseman. Here comes Frelick. He scores. Terang to third. 1-0 Brewers.
Yeah, kind of a flat-out boot from the Cubs' third baseman. It was ruled an error on what might have been a double play. Though, I will say, Contreras hit that ball hard.
Right, it was scalded.
It was a shot. But that opened the floodgates for the crew in the eighth. Five runs in that frame, including a Willie Adames three-run home run that sent Cubs fans to the parking lots. Brewers win 5-1. They take the first game in the series against their former manager, Craig Counsell. 6:40 is the first pitch tonight at American Family Field.
Before the game, Counsell said, Hey, it's Memorial Day. Have fun. Boo if you want to boo. And boo.
And we shall.
So they did play a video montage. We wondered if they would. And yeah, he got booed during the montage. He got booed when he was announced. He got booed in the eighth inning when he walked out there. So it was basically what you expected. Pat Murphy on the boo.
Our environment here today was great. I don't remember that one that much. And I mean, I know there was a lot of people, but I mean, Wrigley Field's always a tremendous environment. So I don't really compare the environments. I was just really watching the baseball game, but I was thankful for our fans to come out and support us.
Yeah, he wasn't going to get into
come
it.
Come on, man. Get into it. Lean into it a little bit. Come on, Murph.
They had a friendly back and forth when they did the lineup exchange, so I'll have to ask him about that. Murphy joins us an hour from now, right, for Brewers 360. We'll have to ask him.
And just ask him, how's the wife, how's the kids, how's your son's doing?
No, they've had to talk before then, right?
Yeah, Murph had said he was going to maybe even text him before the game just to get some of the pleasantries out of the way.
The one nugget that that Counsell dropped yesterday, which we all kind of already anticipated was the case, was that David Stearns leaving the team, the former VP / general manager, leaving the team did prompt the beginning of multiple reasons why Counsell said he eventually decided to leave.
Yeah, I'm already past that. It's just three more here.
Yeah, got a lot of games to play.
Yes, so we're what, 4.5 up on the Cubs right now in the division race.
They're in a free fall right now. Now is when you got to step on the old neck.
Put the boot down, right? Exactly. So 6:40 is the first pitch from American Family Field. Coming up next, they say now it is America's tallest water slide, and it's in Wisconsin Dells. We'll take you down the trip, and you want to be on the live stream for that one. Text WATCH to 855-616-1620.
Bury your bones in my yard. Meet me at the water slide. Water slide.
6:53, another watch along with us. Check out our video feed on YouTube, WTMJ.com, the mobile app. Click watch now or text watch to 855-616-1620. We are going to take you to the top and all the way down of America's tallest water slide, now open at Wisconsin Dells. And for this, we bring in friend of the program for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Lori Nickel. So, Lori, your son is the one who's going to take us on this journey. He did the plunge. This is his thing?
Oh, you're showing it. That's great. Yeah, he said he was one of only two people who were given permission and access. The other guy was a TikToker who I guess is pretty famous, but he brought his drone to do footage for this, and he also has like a camera that he mounts to his wrist. Obviously, you have to get special permission to do this kind of filming because of safety issues and things like that. So he was escorted by security. He was there all day as a reporter. It's very common for him to get press passes to do stuff like this. But this is a big deal. I guess this is to roller coaster people and to amusement park people. This is a huge deal because of the height and the terrifying nature.
Well, the tower is 145 feet. It's at Mount Olympus, and the ride is called Icarus, to which my son, who is into this sort of thing, said, Icarus, the guy who's literally known for one thing, plummeting to his death from great heights.
Right, because the wings melted when he got too close to the sun.
His ego got in the way.
There's more footage that's going to be coming. The screams, that's all I'll remember, is the other customers who went down this. And you could hear the screaming throughout the tube. And the person landed. It looks terrifying.
So tell me more about what your son does. You said he does a lot of this, and he was a roller coaster enthusiast, and then he posts these videos up on his YouTube channel, and it's really popular. He does a great job with it.
Oh, thank you. Well, this is his profession now. He's in this industry. He works for a major corporation, we can say, during the week. And then his side hustle is he works for Six Flags Great America. And he loves the press part of it as well. He does a lot of filming. I mean, I'm telling you, like back in when he was in high school and we had those polar vortex days, you guys probably just stayed at home and watched TV. We got in the car with his camera equipment and drove to Six Flags, and he would film like a new beam going in a roller coaster. Like, this is how seriously he takes all this footage. His apartment is full of like gears and stuff from the Demon and the American Eagle, and like he's a collector too. But what's really unique is there's this whole community that loves this stuff, that really gets into the new rides, the new attractions. They're always bigger and better. But we've done the classic stuff too, like it's called Little America. A few years ago, Evan and I, my son, we took a whole weekend and we toured every wooden roller coaster in the state of Wisconsin. And I wrote a story about that. And did you know some roller coasters are called the paint shaker because they give you a concussion basically when you're sitting in the driver's seat?
No, thank you on that. So you said he takes you along on some of these. Now, are you into it or not as much?
No, I'm definitely not into it. I love my son. My organs probably have not gone into the proper places. Like after some of these rides that he's taken me on, I love that he has a passion, but no, I'm not into this. There's things like roller coaster people like something they call when you get air. If you're in the seat and you get out of your seat because you get air, like all that, I'm not into that stuff. So if you're into that, watch this channel and go on these rides. But no, that stuff makes me, I get nauseous every time.
That's awesome. Lori Nickel with us today. So we'll put the video up on our podcast page well, so you can watch along. Appreciate it, Lori.
Thank you so much for doing that. That's so cool.
The ride is called Icarus. It's at Mount Olympus in Wisconsin Dells.